Blog Talk Radio.
Will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. Your drag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I got the flipper, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right.
Thank you. give me a chance, I can still show you a man. I know that's still favor for my baby. Don't stop playing hard to get. Let's make love like we first met. Oh,
testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Something is playing in the background. Hold on 1 second. It's, every week I always got some drama. I hope I'm sounding clear. How's everybody doing tonight? Is this a terrible world or what that we living in? Is it a terrible world we living in? Is it the world or is it the people in it? That's the question. Because a lot of people be like, oh man, this world is fucked up. Maybe it's not the world. Maybe it's the people in the world. Maybe it's the selfish people, the jealous people, the people that like to take, and hate. Somebody once said to me, people like monkeys or something like that. Not in a disrespectful way, but if you ever think about it, like a monkey don't got no pockets, but they'll take everything you give them. They just take. When Friday come, man, I be having so much to say. I swear, man, I be having so much to say because, like, so much stuff happened, like, during the week. And it's almost like I'd be like, man, I need more than one day to do this show because I'd be having so much to say. I'd be forgetting so much, and it'd be crazy. I'd be talking to Dre. I'd be talking to my sister. You know, I'd be talking to myself. And it'd get crazy. I take this robe off. It's hot in here. I don't got no AC in this studio room. So I'm going to do my show. I'm going to do my show butt naked tonight. I'm naked under my clothes. We got a really good show tonight. I'm really trying to see what mood I'm in. Like I done had so many different mood swings today. I done went from waking up feeling good to being overwhelmed to being depressed to back feeling good. So I don't know. My brain is all over the place. But that's a good thing. This show is like therapy. It's therapy for me. And that's what I be trying to tell people. Like, a lot of people don't want to call in. They don't want to press one. They don't want to get involved. You know, get involved. You know, take some shit off your back. Nobody can't see you. We all hiding behind the phones. Nobody don't know what I'm doing. Nobody would know I was naked if I wouldn't have said it. I mean, you could do whatever you want to do. Drink, smoke, play with yourself, touch your body, run errands, cook dinner, eat dinner, your nose. Nobody could see you. We all hiding behind the phone. But the thing is, we all could see our own self. And eventually, we have to look in the mirror. But you have to keep in mind where you at in this world. You know what I mean? Like I always say about myself, what you see of me now, I consider myself at a higher stage in my life. I'm like a high stage, a high place in my life. But it's the lowest you will ever see me. You get it? So that means I'm only going to go higher. I had an epiphany talking about this, and I'm going to keep talking about it because it's on my mind, and the best thing to get stuff off your mind is to talk about it. And that's what I do. Everybody know June 5th, I almost died in a car accident, but I'm here. My sister on the line, she probably said, he's still talking about that shit. But look, that was a pivotal time in my life. It let me know that I really have a purpose in this world. I really have a purpose. If people remember, check this out. About 6 months ago, I came on my show, and my ego was strong that night. I was feeling myself. I was narcissistic. I was acting like I was better than everybody. I came on my show 6 months ago and I said, ever since I've been 18 years old, I never woke up and didn't have enough money to go buy some a sandwich or some sneakers, go on a day trip, or you know, do whatever. I never woke up and wasn't able to say I didn't have enough money to do whatever I wanted to do. I said that like 6 months ago on this show. And ever since I said that, crazy shit been happening to me. I've been spiraling down. I lost my job. My brother died. Two of my kids stopped talking to me. Somebody broke in my car. Friends deceived me. Bills piled up. I wasn't sure who I could trust or who I could believe or anything. But people say, this female told me, she said, you being humble, Jay Sean, now you being humble, you know, for the first time in your life, God is humbling you. But I figured it out. God is the devil. The devil heard me, and he knew I was happy, and he knew I felt like I was on the top of the world, and he knew I had lived a colorful life, and, you know, I grew up good, and then I hit the streets, and I hustled good, and I ate good food, and I slept with a lot of women, and I traveled, and I drove nice cars. And I bought nice clothes and I saved money and I did a lot of stuff. And then I was at a point in my life where I wanted to push it down people's throat. People who might have not have had as good as I had it. People who might have struggled. People who might have worked on a job, two or three jobs every day, killing themselves just to pay bills and catching public transportation, being used and abused in relationships, broken hearts, empty pockets, nothing to eat, nobody to lean on, nobody to ask for help. And I was pushing all my good times and my good life down their throat. I was feeling myself. But it wasn't God that humbled me. The devil heard me. And the devil said, you've been living too good serving God. You ain't been stealing and lying and cheating and killing people and whatever the Ten Commandments is. And he said, I'm going to take you under my wing, and I'm going to throw every you, because I want you to be fucked up. I want you to be at your end wits. I want you to be at the end. I want you to feel like you don't got nothing else to live for. I'm going to take your money, and I'm going to take your car, and I'm going to take your kids away from you, and I'm going to take everything that means something to you. Remember, you miss the fuck love. You don't need nobody. And then my self-destruction started. Car was broken into. And my brother died. And I lost my job. Some of my kids turned their back on me. People that I thought really cared about me showed me that they didn't. And then was the dramatic night, the car accident. I was talking to my sister, and she was like, yo, that's some shit. She don't say shit. She didn't say that, but I'm saying that. She said, I didn't see the car, and the guy that was driving the car said he didn't see me. But it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and we was the only two cars on the highway. And how could he not see me, and how could I not see him? And how could we total 3 cars, and he walk away from it, and I walk away from it? Tell me God ain't good. Because I shouldn't be here right now. But I'm here, and I'm here for a purpose. And now I know my purpose. I was talking to Drake early, and I said, Drake, yo, we getting ready to write this movie. I'm getting ready to finish my cousin's book. And I've been thinking about starting my own businesses and transportation and different things. My mind just been circulating and build my money back up. And make my podcast as big as I can make it. Because I'm telling you, I was born to do this. I can do this all day long. Talk is something I'm good at. Everybody ain't good at it. We got a lot of people perpetrating. But see, I'm good at what I do. Follow the leader. Because I'm the best to do it. And I'm going to continue to be the best. And I'm not tooting my horn there. Because I want everybody in the world who got a podcast to be good. Because I could do this show by myself. I can get up here and talk and make sense and for 2-3 hours nonstop and hold people's attention. I'm like a Jim Jones, like the guy in Waco, Texas, Idi Amin, Adolf Hitler, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. I'm a great speaker and I'm a great teacher. And anybody who think I'm not, they must have been sleeping under a rock with Rip Van Winkle. Because I'm real with it. And the reason I'm real with it and the reason I do, because I don't get up here and lie. I tell the truth. I told everybody, I don't know if they remember, the people that's listening and the people on the link, I said by September is my birthday. And about a year ago I said by September certain things was going to happen for me. And they didn't happen yet. But I still got about a good 3 months before September get here. And God is not a liar. And I talk to God. And I got accomplishments and goals that I got to reach by September. And I'm not going to share them with everybody. Only certain people know. But I got bonds and things with people. I got bonds. Like my brother Shadi that got his podcast on Saturdays. We grew up saying, yo, if you make it first, you bring me with you. If I make it, I bring you with me. That's a bond I had with certain people. Shadi, Dre, And a couple of other people. I can't remember right now. Official and a couple of other people. I got that if I make it first, I bring you with me. If you make it first, you bring me with you. I'm going to honor mine. Whether everybody else honored theirs, that's up to them. But I'm going to honor mine. And I'm not going to get rich or die trying. And I don't mean rich with money. I'm talking about rich with health and rich with family and values. Because think about it. If I asked this question before, if you die today, what will people say about you? If you die right now, what will people say? See, people going to remember Jay Sean, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean forever. I got books that I wrote. I got movies that I wrote. And now I got podcasts in the archives that one day if something happened to me, my kids could go back and listen to me and the shit I said 2 years ago. And they could say, damn, my father was a crazy motherfucker, boy. Joker was crazy, but he was real. I don't want people to hate to, I want people to remember me. If you mad at me for telling the truth, that's cool. But don't love me for telling lies. I'm a realist. And if I don't reach my goals and accomplishments by my birthday, that means God spared me June 5th in that car accident for nothing. He spared me for nothing because he spared me because I can still got shit to do. Not just on this podcast. I got a whole bunch of shit to do in this world. And that's just me. I'm different. All my life, my friends been telling me, Jay, you always been different. You always been different. You always been different. And now finally in my brain, I get it. I'm different. I'm from a different cloth. I'm not better. I'm not saying I'm better than nobody. I said I'm different. It's a difference between that. I'm not better than anybody. I'm different. I'm my own man, and no two people is the same in this world. Right before I got on this show, I was talking to somebody on the phone, and they was talking to me, and they was overwhelmed with shit that was going on in their life, and they was and we had like 5 minutes to talk, and they was trying to squeeze a lifetime into 5 minutes, and I tried to listen for 5 minutes, but I was running out of time. But I felt the pain, and I felt the sincerity. And I felt the truth, and I felt the love, and I felt it all in 5 minutes. I felt it. And that's some shit when you try to squeeze a lifetime of pain into 5 minutes. But that's what people do. That's what we do. We can't get rid of shit like that. My ex-wife, she left me September 2017, almost 6 years ago. I never asked her why she left. To this, I never asked her, because you can't make people love you. Only thing I know that she told me, she said, Jay Sean, it's not you, it's me. Now, what the fuck do that mean? It's not you, it's me. Well, goddamn. Well, it ain't me, it's you. Then get the fuck away from me then. All right? If it ain't me and it's you, well, get the fuck away from me. And take everything with you, because it ain't me, and it's you. Because you could have been saying it was me. I live my life like always know that everything I want is just a fingertip away. And that's how I live my life. And I get up here on this show and I talk about my family sometime, and my sister get up here and she talk about our family. And some people might say, oh, man, fuck that. They family wasn't all that. They always talk about their damn family like it was so together. They had a mother and a father that worked hard, and a mother that took care of a house, and they brothers and sisters never fought, and they, you know, it's people that say that. Trust me, I know that. My sister probably know that. But it don't matter. It do not matter. The only thing matter is the final equation. What do you see when you see me? What do you hear when you hear me? Or what do you see when you see my sister or my brother or somebody? What do you see when you see them? When you look in their eyes and when you look in my eyes, what do you see? What do you feel when you're around? Do you feel negativity? Danger, or do you feel friendship and comfort and love? What do you feel? And that explains it all. Everybody got a fucking story, man. That's what I'm saying. Everybody got a story. My shit is crazy. My life is crazy. Everybody. I asked somebody the other day. I said, yo, do you know what I used to do? They said, yeah, yeah, used to take girls to party, to dance. I said, yeah, a little bit, something like that. That's what I used to do. And it was intriguing to me and fascinating to me that it was minimized to that's all I did. But why was it minimized? It was minimized because sometimes people don't look beyond, and that's why people wind up with fucked up people. You got to, I'm not saying I'm a fucked up person. I'm just saying you got to see people for what they are. You got to look beyond a pretty face or a fat ass and all that shit. You got to look beyond that shit. Me and Dre always talking about love and all this shit. And people want to know why I call myself Mr. Fuck Love. Yeah, that's me. Mr. Fuck Love. And I stand on that, and I'm going to stay on that. And I don't care what nobody say until I'm proven wrong. But know what? I'll never be proven wrong. And don't think I'm hating. I'm not hating. I'm not hating on married people or people in relationships. I'm not hating. Because if you got somebody and they got you, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. See, but for me, everybody who ever told me they loved me, they turned around and hurt me. And then females might say, oh, you can't put all females together or all females together. Hell no, I can't. But damn, how many, what, one time it happened, two times, three? That shit done happened to me about four or five times. So you think I just go around looking for females that's going to tell me they love me and didn't hurt me? Do I look that stupid? Do I got a sign on me to say that's the type of nigga that you could tell you love and didn't hurt them? Dang, no, man. Come on, man. I don't look like that. That's the odds. That's the ratio. That's the world. Because you know what the realization, the self-realization of the whole thing? The self-realization is that people with people right now and in the same situation, but they choose to ignore it. Or you know how they deal with it? They deal with it by cheating, or they deal with it by turning shit off. And when you turn shit off, you know what happens? You wind up living with somebody 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5, 10, 15, 20. But you're not happy. You knew that after the third year. But it's too late now. You got 20 years in. You got 15, 25 years in. It's too late. It's too late for you, sister. Too late for you, brother. Don't abandon shit. Just stay there till the wheels fall off. Love. 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 Because I'm not saying that no more. I love you. I might say love you. I take the fucking eye off. I take the eye off of shit like love you. Love you. Love you. Nah, never gonna hear Jay Sean say again, I love you. Nah. Look at my, go on my Facebook page. whenever I said I love you, at the end, you see what I say. Love you. Never I love you. It's a big-ass fucking difference. Now, I think I done talked about too damn much tonight. Or the Tito's that I'm drinking got me talking. But I just wanted, I could talk. And that's what I do. People to sit up all day long waiting for my podcast to hear me talk. And that's what I do. I talk. I'm entertainment. I'm Netflix. I'm Showtime. I'm HBO. I'm Stars. I'm Tuba. Freeze. I'm all of that wrapped up in one. Yeah, because I'm a bad motherfucker from Paterson, New Jersey, born to a plantation worker and a naive country girl from North Carolina. That be me. And I'm the product that love. Twisted love. I could get deep as hell with this shit and explain shit, but I don't like putting family. I only like talking about myself. I don't like putting my family business out in the world. I just like talking about me. I told somebody before the show, I talks about me. Even in my books I wrote, I talk about me. I don't make myself look like a superhero. I tell people I fell in love with hoes. I had babies with hoes. I never was no killer. I didn't even like fighting. I wasn't a coward, though. I was a lover. I never try to big myself up. Me, when you deal with Jay Sean, you get what you see. You see what you get. That's what it is. 5'8", 210 pounds, of the realest original man that you ever gonna see in a long time. Let's check this out. We got a hell of a show here tonight. You know what I mean? I got a guest coming through. I don't know what happened. If anyone on the line and you want to go live, you got to press 1 because it's Nephew O's birthday today. We got to give Nephew O a birthday shout out. Then I got my Pastor Ruben on the line. I don't know if he's going live tonight. And then I got another special guest that's probably holding on, probably saying, when the fuck is he going to bring me on? We got the White Shenane. Wait till I bring on the White Shenane. That's you've seen her on the, she's on the flyer. Now that's some real shit. The White Shenane. We gonna get busy with all that. I got some crazy topics. Why are husbands, married men, on the most wanted list? Tales of a funky coochie vagina. Can a relationship ever go back to how it was after somebody cheat? And ladies or men, do you want affection all day or sex all night? That's a hard one right there. Affection all day or sex all night. I definitely want to hear somebody. Somebody told me earlier they don't know nothing about a female. She don't know nothing about a funky coochie. Come on the show. If you're a woman and you tell me you don't know nothing about a stank vagina, then you can't come on the show. Because all men know, men, ladies say we got funky balls. So everybody know about that. So ain't no woman could come on my show and tell me that they never smelt they pussy. Don't even dare come out here and say that, because Jay Sean will light you on fire if you say you never smelt your own pussy. Me and Dre was bugging off of that earlier this week. We was telling stories of times we ran into funky vaginas, and that's how I came up with Tales of a Funky Vagina. Me and Dre was we was bugging. We was talking about different times we ran into funky vagina. And if a lady want to come out here and talk about funky balls, that's cool too. I'm talking about ladies because I'm a man. A million people texting me. I can't answer no texts right now. What we going to do right now, let me see. We got people pressing one. I don't know what to do. Let me see. We're going to take two callers. Then I'm going to take a break. Then we're going to come back with the white shenanigans, and we're going to deal with the topics. And we gonna take it from there. But first things first. Let me see. First things first. Happy birthday, nephew.
What up?
What's the dilly, yo?
What's good with you? Guess where I'm at?
I hope you in the jacuzzi. And a heart shaped tub, like butt naked.
I'm in the motherfucking flow.
Where you at?
I'm in the motherfucking flow.
You in a flow?
I'm in the floor, nigga.
You in the floor?
Yeah, man.
What you mean you in the floor? What that mean?
Man, I'm proud, man.
Oh, you fucked up.
All that. Yeah, man. But I'm here, man. I made it, man. How y'all doing tonight?
Who you with?
Everybody. Whoever.
No,
whoever, whatever.
No. Don't be chatty. Don't be chatty patty. Tell us who you with. Who you with? If you don't want to call out names, you chatty patty. Who you with?
Hey, the world, man. That's who I'm with right now. Right now, I'm with the Keeping It Real with the Deshaun Show, man. The brother by the name of Mr. Fuck Love.
Oh, okay. You done called the escort service tonight. Okay, it's all good.
So y'all doing all right tonight, man?
How you trying to say
turning up, man.
On me?
Joining some life, you know what I mean? Turning all the way up. You know, I ain't going to bed till Monday,
nah,
man.
Nah. Keep it real. Nah, for real. Look. I'm just playing, man. Mm-hmm. For real, look.
Nah, we good.
I knew you a long time since you was young.
Yeah, man.
Your mother, I knew your mother. Rest in peace. Your aunt, your cousins and everything. And you always been cool with me. You know what I mean? That's why I call you nephew O. And to see another day, it's a blessing because tomorrow ain't promised. And
yeah, I'm blessed, man. That's the first thing I did, man, at midnight.
And even though we all face obstacles,
mm-hmm.
and we've been through a lot of stuff, you here. You know what I'm saying?
I'm out here, man. I'm hoping people come and purchase some of the. I got lemonade stand up, man. I gotta get back some of that money I spent at the club last night.
You got a lemonade stand?
I'm trying to get back. I need another round, man. So I need some people to come purchase
Holy
some of this
shit,
lemonade, man.
Wayne.
So I can. I gotta recruit from all that money I threw last night.
That's some I ain't hating on your entrepreneurship, Black. A lemonade stand what you got? A lemonade stand it is. Fuck it. Put me on a bullhorn in a loudspeaker, and I'll say, come one, come all. We got the best fucking lemonade in South Carolina. It ain't too sweet. You know what I mean? And come one, come all.
It's spiked just right.
You know, and it tastes just right, and it go down just right. If your pipes is dry, come on and taste this lemonade and get high.
Man, we outside.
I'm feeling that. How old are you today?
36.
Dang. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was 36, man. I was wide open. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I've been trying to moonwalk all day, but I don't think my knees can handle it anymore.
I was wide open when I was 36. I remember, I don't think it was my 36th birthday, but I remember, let's don't talk about that. Anyway, enjoy your B-Day, man. Yo, do be all you can be.
Hey,
and,
man.
You a friend to the show. Sure. For real. I'm glad that you came into my podcast life, and my podcast came into your life.
Yes,
you
sir.
Get to see another day.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna stick
with y'all for about another 20 minutes or so, man, because after that, I don't know what planet I'm gonna land on. So
you getting laid, bro? You getting laid tonight, Black? What's up with that?
I don't know what planet I'm gonna be on.
Yo, I'm telling you, you on planet Coochie Coochie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a special. Listen. Birthdays, Christmas, like special
mm-hmm.
occasions. Our special occasions. It's anal love. Special occasion. It's special.
Yeah.
It's special. Your birthday. You get to hit the rectum.
Pause. Yeah. Pause.
No cap. Holidays and your birthday, you got to do something different. You can't just do missionary and doggy style and chicken wing. It's your birthday. Well, fuck it. Whatever
you mean
want.
You need to find something.
Birthday.
Need to find something that can pop the teeth out there, my one.
Yeah, anything. It can't be regular, though. It just can't be regular because it's your birthday. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you want a finger in your butt or something, but it just can't be regular.
That's Miles' situation. I ain't mean.
Yeah, Miles likes the finger in the butt.
Yeah, that's his thing.
You're going to lose that motherfucking finger trying to stick it at me. Hey, yo, check this out. Yo, enjoy your birthday. Check this out. What I'm getting ready to say.
Mm-hmm.
Love you. Without the I.
Man. Yeah, man. Love you too, man. Love you, dog. Yeah, man. All
right. I didn't get that I down yet. Love you.
Appreciate the love, man. For sure.
Yeah, enjoy your.
I know y'all got some crazy
yourself,
topics
man.
Tonight, man.
We getting ready to get into that. But I started drinking early. I'll be talking. So
yeah,
I'll be.
Me too.
I'll
what
be
you
want?
The Tito's.
Tito's all night long.
I'm on that. You know what I'm on, man. I'm on that creek, man.
What, Hen Doggy Dog?
Nah, that creek, man, that moon. The moonshine, man. I'm going to some planets tonight.
Moonshine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better
street.
Call up an escort. Call an escort service. Dre got the number. Ask Dre for the escort service number to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, go ahead, man. Yo, let me get off. Keep it moving. Go ahead. I got my guest on here. She been waiting for an hour. Yo, enjoy yourself.
Oh.
All
right, yo.
Hey, enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself.
All day.
Okay?
You already know. Yes,
all right. I see Ruben out here, Pastor Ruben out here somewhere. But he got company tonight, so I don't know if he want to talk. Ruben,
yeah.
You got to press
everybody
one
got
if you want to talk.
Yeah, I think he in the floor, too.
Ruben, what you mean he in the floor? He a pastor. He drinking moonshine? The fuck?
I don't know what he's doing.
He better not come out here. He better not come out here and say he drinking no fucking moonshine now, because I got people out here that's ready to dig in his ass. They ready to dig in his ass about that size 12 shit. So he's size 12 and he drinking moonshine.
I don't know what he's doing.
No.
He said it's
bullshitting.
He said it's convenient. That's all that
is. I thought you was going to say the pastor drinking moonshine.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Blueberry moon.
He better not be drinking moonshine.
Nah, you know, the pastor always got a little something in his cup.
No, you be trying to fuck with him. Hey, we out of here. Call the escort service. Call the escort service. All right,
man. I got it. All right,
peace. 8555 shot. That's you.
Yeah, what's up?
Yo, we talking reckless tonight. I'm with the bullshit tonight.
What's going on?
What's going on?
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Hey, not much, man. I just sitting here listening to you, and
let me fill the people in first about something. I always in my life tell people that I'm a combination of three people. Now this is crazy, but it's real. I'm a combination of Shadi, Shireen, Robert Clyburn, and my brother who died. So if you mix all three of them together, you get Jay Sean. All right, go ahead. That's all I want to say.
Yeah. Listening to you, and you say you can remember the day your ex-wife left you. You remember the date. That's deep. You got the date down pat.
Hey, yo. Hey. What? Hey, yo, Sha.
Yeah.
Let me tell everybody something real fast. One time, I missed the fuck love. But Shadi know why I'm Mr. Fuck Love. He might not say it, but he know it. I remember I was in love with somebody before, and Shadi from Trenton, and Shadi knew it. And then she got locked up. And I was at the grocery store. I was buying, you know, you could get food packages when you're in jail. I was at the grocery store buying her a lot of shit for her food package. All kind of shit to send her for a food. I used to send her like leather coats and TVs, and I was buying her a big ass commissary package. And Shadi, you remember that, Sha?
Yeah, I know we was in the show.
You don't remember that?
I do. What is you doing, man? Oh my gosh, that is crazy. I lost your mind.
Anyway, Shopping, he was in the grocery store with me. I was buying everything she wanted. I was buying that shit because I was taking her to her on a visit. for a commissary package, you know. Shadi was like, nah, man. Like, what the fuck you doing, bro? I'm like, yo, a commissary, bro. Like, yo, wanted to be good and shit. I'm like, nah, man, nah. That ain't the move, Jay. I wind up getting burnt again. I wind up getting my heart broke again. Wind up fucking up. I was getting married. Now you gonna pull some shit out. Now I was getting married. I had everybody that was coming. I was getting married. All my niggas, all my peoples, coming to the place. They're trying their tuxedos. I'm getting married. Everybody there, this, all my niggas I knew from day one, from the time I was getting born, they all in there with mean looks on their face, except shot Cassius. Like, what the fuck? These niggas in here looking mean as hell at me trying to tuxedo. This is my day. I'm getting ready to get married, man. And Shadi in there grilled up like a motherfucker, mad as hell. Everybody mad. I'm thinking they mad because they got to spend the money for the tuxedo. Niggas mad as hell. What the fuck? I tell Cassius, Lord, look at what the fuck they mad for. I'm getting married. Now I know what the fuck they was getting mad for. I should have been mad getting that tuxedo. Shit. Fuck out of here. I should have been mad fucking buying that tuxedo. Everybody just mass, just wise, Shireen, who else? Prince. Everybody in there was mad. I don't know if everybody was mad, but I'm just saying.
Most of the people who knew the history, brother.
I done made some mistakes in my life. I ain't lying.
Hey, man, but you got to look at it this way, man. I mean, it comes with the territory. I mean, you done broke more hearts than you got your heart broken. So that's how you got to look at it.
Now, that's a fact. That's a fact.
You know, so that's how you got to look at it. So that's why it's like, you know, que sera, sera. You know, that's it. And
You ever had your heart broke? You ever had your heart broke?
Yeah. I'd have had my heart broke. Yeah, you know. I'd have had my heart broke.
How did you deal with it? How did it feel?
I mean, you remember what I said. I don't know why she did it, but I'm glad she did it.
What you mean? I remember?
When I said that to you. You'll remember when I said that to you. Yeah, I mean, it happens. It happens, you know. I mean, especially like you said, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I done broke more hearts than got my heart broken. So at the end of the day, you got to accept the good with the bad. And it's karma. So, I mean, and it's a part of life. And you know, there's pain and pleasure. And without pain, you can't really understand, you know, really enjoy pleasure. So you got to feel some pain. So just so you can, you know, bad times help you appreciate the good times. So that's what life's about. Life is a balance, you know?
Right.
That's all. It's a balance. We got it, you know, like right now. I like this saying that Steve Harvey said, you know, right now you've been having a setback, and a setback is a setup for a comeback. You know what I mean? That's
Amen.
All it is. That's it. You know,
and that's where I'm at.
Yeah. You set up for a comeback. That's what it's about. You know.
Yeah, that's real.
That's how, and, you know, and like that gospel song said, a saint is just a sinner that fell but got up. You know what I'm saying? So that's the same thing. You know what I mean? You can't be a saint unless you get up. You got to stand up. You got to get up. You got to keep it moving. You know? You can't just fall down and stay there.
Fall in love no more, Shaw. I can't do it.
Well, I mean, but think about this. Think about how many times that you fell that you didn't get hurt. You know, most times you fall, you get hurt. So falling in love, you got to expect to get hurt. Yeah, this is why I say it. You learn to love. You learn because you learn to love the person for who they are, not for who you want them to be, not for who they present themselves to be, and you know, not for who you perceive them to be. So when you learn, you really learn to love the actual person for who they are. They're good, they're bad, and they're ugly. That's when you're good. So when you love a person for exactly who they are, you can handle whatever comes with that love then. You know, that's because you're loving them as they are. You're not trying to fix them. They're not trying to fix you. You're trying to enhance each other. You're trying to make each other better. Anything you say to each other is to help each other better, to help each other grow. You know, it's not about tearing each other down. It's about building each other up. And if it comes to a point where your love causes you to grow apart, then so be it, because you love the person enough, you want the person to be happy. Whenever a person says, "I love you, but I only love you if you with me," I don't say that's real love. I say that's that's the condition. That's a condition, or that's an obsession. You know, because love, you can, for me, loving somebody, you want them to be happy no matter what, whether they with you or not with you. You know that, you know, when people say that, I question the love thing. You know, I love you long as she with me. I love him long as he with me. You know, then, I mean, your love is questionable for me. And I think that's the thing, that people don't really got a clear vision or inner standing of love, because love comes from the inside. It's an inner standing you have to have when it comes to love. Go ahead.
Well, look, hold on. Hold that thought 1 minute.
All right.
Hold that thought and stay with me. Stay with me. Hold that thought and stay with me, please. Because I got to bring my guest on, because she's been waiting patiently for a whole hour, and she's a trooper. She really is a trooper. And she's been listening to my show for about 4 weeks straight. She loved my show. She donates. I forgot to tell people, if you want to donate to the podcast tonight, you could look on the flyer. You could donate through Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, PayPal. You got 4 ways you could donate to my show. Nothing too small, nothing too large. You know what I'm saying? If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. I don't got to give out my Cash App because I think everybody know it. Everybody, if you don't, press 1, and I'll give you my Cash App, my Zelle, my Venmo. Anything will help at this time. But look, at this time, I want to bring in my a young lady that she's been listening to my show for 4 weeks. She's been a dedicated supporter for 4 weeks on my show. And she loved the show. She donates to the show. And I really want to bring her in and get her opinion on some things. And stay. I want you to stay with me, Sha. Let me see if she's on the line real quick. Stay with me. Shanaynay, you here? Hello? I don't know if she's still up. Shanaynay. Okay, wow, I'm sorry. Yo, look, I kept you on hold a long time. I'm sorry about that. For real.
No, it's okay.
Sometimes, sometimes when I'm drinking, I get caught up. But listen, you the first woman on the show tonight, and I wanna bring you in the way a woman should be brought into the show, okay? And then we're gonna go into some topics, and I want you to give some of your points. She's a white woman, but she's a black woman. I call her the white Shanaynay. Well, that's what she told me to call her, the white Shanaynay. She told me to call her Shanaynay, but I call her the white Shanaynay. Correct? Ain't good on your end? You able to talk?
I'm ready.
Okay, but listen, I thought it would only be right to bring you in on a song that that kind of symbolizes the moment, all right? So before we introduce your name, the white Shanaynay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring her in with a song, and I want everybody to listen and give a round of applause while we bring in Shanaynay too. Here we go. Let me see if we got this record right. We might. Let me see. Hold one second. Let me see if we can get it.
Tub nigga down, should've kept that tree. Word around town, yeah, you know I'm really lit. Slap a nigga ass, so you know I'm getting thick. How the fuck I'm hot, breaking all this ice? How the fuck it sound when it ain't no light? How I'm so wrong, but it feels so right. How she so mean, but it feels so nice. Bad little baby, represent CB County. Got these niggas waiting on me like a fresh out of county. How these swear niggas can't even get around me. How these swear niggas can't even get around me. Bitch, I'm back and my ass got bigger. Fat, pretty face and a real nice figure. Kiki shot, nigga, pull that trigger. For my ex, you can keep that nigga. 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 Fuck that nigga, he ain't got no motion. Dang, his money on the ground, he's posting. Nigga been a joke, but a bitch ain't joking. Trying to come back, what the fuck you smoking? Been that bitch, you ain't gotta think twice. Calling out the ground, bitch, cost your life. That's real fast, boom, boom, real tight. Now you wanna come and beat it up like ice. Slap shit out me if I ain't supposed to.
Yo.
Hello.
How about that?
Was
that a good introduction? Was that a good introduction?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Beat it up like ice. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the white Shanaynay from PA. She came out here tonight to help me out, just in case no females didn't call in. And hopefully you could shed some light on a couple of things. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, you told me that you will only be good at answering some of the topics 3 and 4.
Yeah.
All right. Topic number 3 was, can a relationship ever be the same after one of the people cheat?
For me, I don't think any relationship can ever be the same from that. Can you survive it? Sure. If both parties are willing to work on it, but go back to the same it was before, that trust, that bond, loyalty, the love, everything was destroyed? No.
So what you saying, a relationship can never be the same after somebody cheat?
Correct.
Shaw, what you think?
Yeah, I imagine so. I think it does take something. It changes something to some degree. Based on experience, I've seen it change. The dynamic of the relationship becomes the trust. It takes away the trust, and to a degree. And then sometimes once it's gone, it's either difficult or you don't ever really get it back.
So once one of the people cheat, that's a done deal.
I'm not saying that it's a done deal, but it changes the dynamics of the relationship to some degree. I don't think it's going to be as it was prior to that.
So if the damnations, what'd you say, what's that word?
Well, the damage. Once it's damaged, you can't. It's difficult.
So that means it's over.
I mean, like I said, people remain together after infidelity. It just doesn't go back to the way it was. You have to rebuild a new relationship based on that happening and how to move forward from that. It's not the relationship prior to that. It's going to have to be rebuilt. It's like a house catch on fire, and you don't have to tear the house down, but you have to rebuild some of the burnt parts to it. You have to rebuild that. It don't exactly burn down to the ground, but you have to rebuild what was burnt.
Shanaynay.
Yeah.
I always wondered about this. So I want a woman's point of view.
I'm going to be honest. I'm in agreement with him.
No. Hold on. How does it feel... when you find out that, women deal with it more. How does it feel when you find out that your man cheated on you?
I was devastated. I was crushed. And it wasn't the first time it happened. It was just communication and it was, through messages. So I forgave him. I was crushed, because if that attention you're putting on somebody else isn't on me, then we don't need to be together. But he promised it wouldn't happen again. So then it kept going on, and I kept forgiving him because he kept apologizing. And after a while, I stopped trusting. I just got tired of being hurt. I did that for 10 years.
But could I ask you to keep it real about something?
Yeah.
So if he kept cheating on you and cheating on you for 10 years, how many times did that make you cheat?
None.
For real?
I was in love with him. And I thought I had it in my head that if he was actually going to stay, that he wanted me, and if he left, that nobody else would want me.
So, no matter how many times he cheated on you, it wouldn't. You didn't cheat on him.
My marriage vow very serious.
I don't know why I'm having a hard time believing that.
It was just always instilled in me. Once you make a marriage vow, that's it. That if
I just don't know too many women that'll let a man cheat on them for 10 years and they don't cheat back.
I wasn't raised like that. that it was always, I was always taught that if something was broken, you didn't throw it away. Patch it up. It may not be the same, but you patch it up. But as many times as it gets broken, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller until it's almost like dust. When it's dust, you got nothing else left. And I was stupid.
So where you at now? If you get in a relationship now and a man cheat on you, would you do the same thing? You still going to just, you going to sit and deal with it?
No. Because I've learned from this mistake.
What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now?
It's a done. It's a wrap. Because if I'm not enough for that person, they're not the one for me.
So you were, when you say enough for that person, do you mean that you a lady in the streets and a freak under the sheets?
Yeah, a little bit.
So
I ain't
going
to go into great
details. So you saying he should have no reason to cheat on you?
Correct. I asked him why, and I said, I need you to be honest with me. Why were you with other women? Why did you even marry me if you were going to cheat on me? He said, because I wasn't attracted to you. I said, no, you don't marry somebody if you're not attracted to them. I said, be honest.
He wasn't
why
attracted
did you...
to you.
Yeah, that was his response at first. Yep, that was his response at first. And then I told him, be honest.
So why did he marry you? He was in jail. He was in jail. You had a lawsuit. You had $1 million. Or why would a man marry somebody he not attracted to? He was homeless. Keep it real with us.
No, he ended up finally admitting that he knew I would put up with it because of the type of person I am. I had such a good heart that he knew he could take advantage of that. And he was also the type of, he had to have his cake and eat it too. He needed more than one woman. And if I would have known that in the beginning, that I wouldn't have married him.
Sha, you got anything to say about that? I don't understand. I don't know what to say about that.
I mean, I don't, you know, his reason was his reason. I mean, a lot of times it's, you know, it's a cheating is something me personally, I think is learned behavior. Learned behavior.
It's what?
I mean, it's learned behavior. It's behavior that you've learned. Like for example, how many talks did we actually have with our parents about whether we should be faithful, how you're supposed to treat a woman, all of that kind of stuff? We learned what we learned in the streets from each other. And we learned from seeing, you know, people have multiple women. So if you grow up having multiple women and thinking it's okay, and before it was like a badge of honor. You know, I mean, at the time you can brag about how many women you were sleeping with. You could do that. So now that you meet somebody and you love them and you want to be type of man that they want you to be, it's not that easy to just say, okay, I've been living this way for 20, 15 years, 20 years, whatever amount of years you've been doing it, to say, now I'm going to just stop cold turkey. There's nothing that, and mind you, sex is a natural thing. Sex is something you do to reproduce. Sex is something that people do naturally. It's a natural act. It's not even like people have problems with things that's unnatural, like not smoking a cigarette, not smoking weed, not drinking. So when it comes to sex, we hold that thing like, you know, sometimes it has nothing to do with the individual you're with. except you hurt the individual because they believe that you betrayed them, and you're betraying yourself because you really at some point be wanting to stop, but you're not able to stop because you're so used to doing it. And then, you know, you're attracted to women and you don't know how to be around a woman without having sex with them. So you could start off talking this, that, and the other, or just see it, and before you know it, you're having sex. So lots of times that women take it that, you know, you're not enough, or they felt betrayed or something of that nature. It's not the man's intention to do that. It's his intention to do what he wants to do and not thinking how it's going to affect the woman. Because, first of all, he's not planning on telling most of the time. And second, he's not planning on getting caught. So it's not something that you do to hurt somebody. It's something you do because you want to do it. The same way a person gets high. They get high because they want to get high, because they like the feeling. That's my take on it. Hello?
Hello, cuz.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
That's a good point of it. I'll break it down for me. Cheating always been a thing, whereas I'm going to say somebody is just, like, greedy. A lot of females like to say they cheat because the man not satisfying them at home, he not showing them affection and attention. See, to me, that's bullshit, because I believe that two people, like, you communicate. Like any woman I've been with, like she know what I like, and I make sure I find out what she like. If she like to be, I'm talking about sexually. If she, whatever, past where some women been with men and the men choke them, smack they ass, call them dirty names and pull their hair, and then they get with another man and he just straight missionary. And then the woman, she not going to tell you that what the no good nigga was doing to her, that he was choking her and she was loving it, that he was smacking her ass and she was loving it and calling her dirty names and punching her or spitting on her or whatever, peeing on her or whatever he was doing that turned her on. She not going to tell you that. I believe that a man has to tell a woman what he like, and a woman got to tell a man what she like. And then they got to meet. It come a point where they got to meet together, and then they got to make that happen. All men might not be with choking women. All women might not be with doing certain shit. A man might want his nipples licked. He might want his balls squeezed. I'm not going off topic. I'm staying in topic, but I'm trying to prove a point here. We're trying to eliminate cheating. When I was married, I didn't cheat for 7 years. So I proved to myself that I could be true to a woman. And I have been true after that. because I'm not that type of person. As long as a woman is not afraid to explore, to hold Jay Sean down. At my age, the age that I'm at right now, if you spontaneous, sexual, freaky, and not afraid to do certain things, then at my age, I don't know about somebody 30 years old. You might have problems. But at my age, I'm talking about, you have men that cheat on women, and they woman could be doing everything that's possible at home. I mean, wait, let me back up. Shanae.
Yeah.
So your husband or your boyfriend or whoever was cheating on you for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Without being like disrespectful or shady or whatever, is it anything that you wouldn't allow him to do to you in the bed?
No, he could have did whatever
to do, or
he
you wasn't
did whatever
willing to do.
I would have
so
did
you was
anything
down with
for
whatever.
Him. Yeah,
you was down with whatever.
Just except there was only one thing: is I wouldn't have a threesome, but he didn't seem like he was into that either.
No, threesomes, no, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about you and him one-on-one.
Yeah, but I would have did whatever. And I did whatever.
So you would do whatever, and he still cheated.
Yeah.
See, then that's just the wrong dude. That's just the wrong dude. Because if you got a woman at home that's doing everything that you want to do or trying to do, and you trying to do everything she like to do, it's no reason to cheat. Hey, Shaw.
Yeah.
Is all men dogs?
No. Some men are faithful, you know, by nature. However, there's other elements that come with that, though. There's men that are faithful that won't cheat, but now they're going to be worried about the woman cheating on them. So they're going to be extra clingy. So there's other things that make people cheat other than just for sex, a sexual desire. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just, you know, the communication. Like, all right, you say you have good communication with your women. Okay. But it's still, you know, okay, communicating about sex. There's more. Okay, sex is a 1 hour out of the day or 2 hours out of the day. What about the other 22 hours? How's the conversation then? How's the rest of your life then? Like, there's other aspects. Are you meeting her emotional needs? Are you meeting her psychological needs, her intellect, and vice versa? So it's a whole, we holistic people. So there's, we get caught up on the sex part, but there's more parts to us than the sex part that we could be missing out on, you know, because we focusing on the sex, or we working, or we doing some other stuff. So in order to make a relationship work, there's things you got to laugh sometimes. You got to have a comfortable environment. You have to be able to talk about anything and not feel judged. Sometimes you can talk about stuff and your partner can make you feel judged. Your partner can make you feel less than. So it's a lot of other issues that bring people to cheat. Like, a lot of times people don't just jump in the bed with people. Sometimes they have a connection first. A lot of times they feel comfortable enough to do that. So it's you know, we harper on that. We harper on, oh, you cheated on me, you cheated on me, you know? And, okay, and a lot of times we don't even really be honest sometimes because we don't even know why we did it sometimes. Sometimes we don't even really have an answer. It be things that we're missing beyond the sex. Sex is just a part of the act of something else you may be missing from your relationship, you know? And that's what we all have to realize. That's what we all have to grow into, to realize that we're holistic human beings and we need to be able to laugh. We need to be able to feel comfortable with one another. We need to be able to have intellectual conversations. You know, we need to feel value. You know, all of these things we need. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Shanaynay, in your life right now, you feel like you at a point in your life where you could be true to one man?
Yeah, but I'm not ready for that. If I was to be in a relationship, yes, I could be true to that person. But at this moment in time, I still got to heal myself.
No, fuck that. Let's get it. Hold on. Let's backtrack. Because I didn't understand nothing you said. Wait a minute. Rewind that 1 minute. Say that again, please.
If I was to be in a relationship, if I was in a good place, yes, I could be faithful to one person. But right now, for me to jump into another relationship, I need to fully heal my heart because there's still a lot of damage.
So it's fucking different people, one night stands or different niggas fucking different niggas. Is that gonna help you heal yourself?
That's a thought that has crossed my mind, but at the end of the day, it's just like going back to when I was 16.
You see what I'm saying, Sha? Hey, yo, hey, Shanaynay, no, you, that's real. I love that. Keep it real. Sha, did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right, that's somebody keeping it real.
There's a saying, they say to get over one dick, you got to get on another. But I can't, I got to get my head straight.
No, but that's why I'm Mr. Fuck Love. That's why
I'm
Fuck Love.
You got to come off of that.
But listen.
What you mean? That's what you just said.
Listen to how she said it, though. She said.
How?
Okay, you asked her the question. Listen. This is why it's important with the communication. You asked her, could she be faithful right now? She said no. Why? Because she has too many. Her heart has to mend. She has to mend her heart now. So she would rather be single and mend her heart and get the bitterness out of her heart, rather than get with somebody who's ready to love her, and now that bitterness spills on to that person, a person that's ready to love her, ready to give her everything she wants.
How many dicks does that take?
To be honest, I'm not even talking about the sexual part. I'm talking about healing herself.
How many dicks does it take for what she's saying?
It should take.
What she's saying is not wrong or bad. It's not bad. It's not wrong. She's speaking from her heart.
you're saying how many dicks is going to take. I'm not saying that it's going to take dicks more so than time. It ain't.
It may not take any.
The sexual thing, you know, it's the time to heal. She can mess around. This is the thing is she may be better off just giving herself space, rebuilding herself up, feeling good about who she is so that she can welcome the person that she really wants in her life. You know, that's the thing. It don't necessarily have to. We all need to do that.
So up until then, anybody you fuck, up until you get to that point with Shadi talking about, it's just you just getting yours, or you just using niggas, or you just pacifying your pussy. Like, which one is it?
It could be either any of those. But I am going to say this, okay? Me and my husband, we have been separated for over a year and a half. Shortly after we separated, I was with another guy who we broke up in January. And it actually affected that relationship because there was a few times that he would say, I love you to me, and I could not say it back because I was still kind of hung up on my husband. Even though he did all that dirt to me, I couldn't give myself to another person.
Where your husband at?
Actually, right now, he's in jail right now.
Oh, fuck that. Hell no. Fuck that.
He just recently went in, though. You still in love
with that nigga that's in jail. You still fantasize about that nigga dick that's in jail. Anybody who fuck with you now, they just there for the meantime and in between time, and you just having fun until that nigga come home from jail. Everybody I know that had to fuck with a nigga that's in jail, all they doing is using the other niggas and waiting for that nigga to come home from jail. That's it.
Actually, he's got a girlfriend who he's engaged to.
No, that's bourgeois bullshit. I don't care if he got 27 women. You waiting for that nigga to come home from jail. Just like everybody else is, they got a nigga in jail. I'm not talking fucked up. I'm talking real shit. And it's okay. Because if I was in jail, I would want a woman to wait for me. I'd be like, yo, just play with them other niggas. But when daddy come home, you know what time it is. I know people right now. Let's keep it real. I'm going to talk real. And we going to keep it real. Let's say this: the person that I deal with is close to me or whatever. If I went to jail right now for 2 years, she would probably mess with niggas out here, get her Joneses off if she needed some dick. She wouldn't let me know. But there's no way in the world, impossible, that when I came home, she would be with me like I never left. She would leave them other niggas alone fast as hell. Because I know that. Because I know the feelings that she got for me. And that's how the world is. If I went to jail right now for 2 years, my friend or my peoples or whatever, she would fuck with niggas. But when I came home, she would, wherever she was at and whoever she was with or whatever she was doing, she would fly to Jay Sean. And that's the problem I got with females who got niggas just in jail. And I done
and
been
I can
through that two
that.
Times. I done been through that two times in my life. I ain't fucking with no more chicks that got niggas in jail. Because it's some kind of anatomy or psychologically knowledge or whatever it is. But whenever a female is dealing with people and they got a man in jail, whenever the man come home from jail, they go back to him.
But you missed what I said, though.
So at the age I'm at and where I'm at mentally, anybody that fuck with me, and if they got a nigga in jail, and it's a lot of people on the line I'm talking to, they better watch Jay Sean. Because Jay Sean know what he know. And that's all I'm going to say. Now, what was you saying, the white shenanigans?
I said, but what you missed was we were already separated before he recently went to jail and has been living with another woman this whole entire time. He was with a woman before I started seeing somebody else. We actually would go to our son's football game. The kids would go up there for the weekend. He's already engaged to her. I'm in the process of filing my divorce. When he gets out of jail, he can go and doing his thing. But that's too much hurt, too much pain to keep going through that. And my kids don't need to see that. My kids don't need to be through that.
Why are you lying?
No, I'm being as real as I can. I could have
no,
a couple
but for
of my
real,
friends
but for real, though.
Vouch
no, for real. Let's keep, no, for real. You a nice person, and I really like everything about you, and I appreciate the support you get a show. You listen to the show every week, and you came on the show. You made donations to the show. I really appreciate everything about you. But right now, you're not telling the truth. You're not telling the truth. As soon...
Feel that way. I know you've been burned,
soon as
you, but there are
as soon
actually some
as
you, honest
as
people out there.
As soon as husband come home from jail, you're gonna do a 100-yard dash to wherever he at or to you. I mean, just please, just do... Do me this favor. Prove Jay Sean right for once on my show. Just tell the truth. Ain't you going to – you laughing, but I'm serious. Like, for real.
I'm laughing. That ain't
when your
her.
Husband
That's
come
me.
Home
I'm
from
laughing.
Jail, when your husband come home from jail, are you not or are you not going to want to see him? Just tell the truth. It don't hurt. It don't cost nothing.
Would I want to see that
just
he is alive, well, and healthy? Yes. Would I want to get back with him? No.
Fuck.
Would
no,
I want
you don't
to be
want to
intimate
get back
with
him
again?
Him.
No.
You don't want to get back with him if you're talking to a nigga who got it going. If you say, like, if you was talking to me, if you was dealing with me, you're not going to want to go back to him. Nah, I don't say that. You just going to fuck
now,
him
I'm
behind
gonna,
my back.
I'm putting it out there
get.
As honest as I can.
You just gonna,
if
just
I was
gonna,
to go back
just
to
gonna
him.
Fuck, you just going to fuck him every chance you get behind my back. And it's going to be in one big fucking turmoil circus. I'm telling
nah.
you, I know.
I couldn't do that. And how many people I would lose if I was to put myself through that hell that they seen and witnessed and had to pull me out of, I would lose so much of the support that I have built
a
in
person,
this almost
a
2 years.
A person right now, for real, that I know person that I know and a person that I care about. I care about a lot. But deep in my mind and deep in my heart, I already know. I know that when a certain person come home from jail, I'm fucked. I've been there before. It happened to me so many times. I already know.
Not everybody's the same, though. You may have been
everybody is the same. Everybody is the same when they come to niggas in jail. Everybody is the same. I'm batting 1,000.
Well, you just have to have a little bit of trust in the person, too.
I hope I know you when your husband come home from jail. I really do. I swear, God, please let me know Shanae when her husband come home from jail. Please, God. I want to be able to say on June 17th or 16th, 2023, I spoke the truth. And for anybody else out there who's listening, it's the same thing.
Press one if you agree.
When a nigga come home from jail,
disagree.
Whoever they fucking with is going to go back to them. No, I take that back. They're not going to go back to them, but they're going to fuck with them. They're not going to go back to them because they know they not shit. And they might be fucking with somebody like me who got potential, who got a goal, who got a dream, who got a drive, who got shit going on. They're not going to leave me because they would be a fool. But they would go back to the person for sexual favors.
I so wish one of my best friends would jump on the line right now to have my back. Have you
Tell
believe
her jump
me?
Jump on the line then. Tell her jump on
Yo,
the line.
Yo, my girl,
keeping it real.
Just call in if you're
Keep
listening.
It. What's her
call
name?
In.
What's her name?
I call her
Tell
T.
Her press one. Tell her press one. Get on the line with Jay Sean.
Yo,
I'm keeping it real tonight. I'm with the bullshit.
She could be
tonight.
My witness.
I'm not
my
I'm with
girl,
the bullshit
Baba.
Tonight. I'm with the bullshit.
Baba,
so
if you're listening, speak
soon as your husband get home, you're going to be the first one trying to see him. And if he don't come see you, you're going to be fucking with him, telling him, yo, you come see your kids. And if that ain't the problem, you're going to be fucking with him about, oh, you should start getting a job and give me some money for the kids. And you fucking with that other bitch. Come on, man. I know that. I'm Jay Sean.
My girl told me she just messaged me. She said she pressed one.
All right, hold on. Let me look. It's a lot. Hold on. It's a lot of numbers here. Hold on.
The last two is 19.
I mean, it ain't like I'd expect her to go against you. Don't get me wrong. But I give her credit for coming on this line. She's dealing with Jay Sean.
She's my voice of reason. Whenever I have problems,
she gives it to me real. Hold on. 4719, you lies.
Hello?
Hey, my
Hello?
Girl T.
Hello.
What's going on?
You got a man in jail? No, but I have in the past.
Okay. So you going to keep it real with me?
Yeah. I'm strictly honesty, whether it hurts or not.
All right. How old are you?
34.
You black?
Yes, I am.
You got children?
Yes, I do.
How many?
I have 5 children.
34 with 5 children. You ever been married?
I am married now.
Married now. You still with your husband or are you separated?
Yes.
You just in divorce?
No.
What, you separated?
Together. No.
Okay. Still together?
Yep.
You grew up, were you born and raised where?
In New Jersey.
Patterson?
No, Plainfield.
Plainfield. Okay. I'm not trying to get you on here to take sides, my side or Shanaynay's side. I'm just trying to get you to answer certain questions. You said you dealt with, I guess, your husband or somebody when they was in jail.
No, previous relationship. We were together for a long time.
How long was he in jail?
The first time 3 years, and then the second time a year.
And you never cheated on him? Keep it real, please.
Not in the beginning. No, I didn't.
I mean, what do that mean, not in the beginning? What do that mean?
I mean, I was young, in love, happy.
No, it's okay.
So,
it's okay if you cheated.
Well,
3 years. 3 years is a long time. It's okay.
I'm not going to say happy. I'm going to say blinded. Because
no, it's okay if you cheated. This is what I'm saying. It's okay if you cheated. That's not the point I'm going to. It's okay if you cheated and he did 3 years. It's okay. Well, not to him, but it's okay. A woman got her needs.
Yeah.
So,
the first time I was stupid and waited. And then he came home and did the same thing. I believe in second chances. And I always feel like people can change. Lifestyles can change.
So the second time you was messing with somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now we going somewhere. One person or several people?
Two people.
Okay. Cool. You keeping it real with me now. He was messing with two people, and he was gone 1 year the second time, right?
Yep.
Okay. Why was you messing with two people? Was it just for sex or money or something else was involved, or why was you doing it?
For needs, for sex.
Sex. Why wasn't one person enough?
Because I felt like I was young. I was trying to party, trying to meet my own needs. You know, I was conflicted between the two.
So two dicks was enough. So during that year that he was incarcerated, did you mess with those other two guys the whole year or partial or what was it?
Most of the whole time. You know,
most of the whole year. Okay. Most of the whole time you was having sex with two people. Was you staying in touch with your husband? Whoever, I don't know if it was your husband. Was you staying in touch with him while he was in jail?
Yes, I still
you was staying in touch with him the
I
whole
still...
time.
Yeah. I told
the
him
whole
that
time.
I was getting my needs
no,
met.
I don't wanna know what you told him. I just was saying, you were staying in touch with him the whole time.
Yeah.
So you knew that the whole time you was having sex with the two other guys, that as soon as your man came home, it was going to be all about him. You knew that.
Did I know that? A part of me, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's cool. That's good. So, when he came home, did you cut the other two relationships off?
I cut one off.
You cut one. You cut one off.
Listen,
and you kept
I'm
the
not,
other one.
I'm too old to lie.
You cut one off and you kept one. What you kept one? What was that for? Insurance or what? What the fuck was what? That, what you mean?
Yeah, it was insurance. We were on the rocks. We were, you know, it was a shaky relationship. It was our whole 7 years was plagiarized. So, you know.
Yo,
listen.
I appreciate you for keeping it real. I swear. I'm saying you just answer so many questions for me and every other nigga that's on this line. And every other female that's on this line, this woman right here, what's your name? What you want me to call you? Whatever.
Everyone calls me P because my name is too long to say.
What is it?
They call me T because my real name is Tashana, but they call me T.
Okay, T, Tashana, whatever. Miss Tashana, for every nigga that's listening, Miss Tashana just kept it fucking real.
But
listen to what she said. No buts. You just kept it real.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Don't get fake. Don't get fake on me now.
I'm not gonna get fake. I'm saying some situation is different. Some women aren't true to themselves.
No.
Some women don't understand.
You're right. You're right about that. You're right about that. A lot of women ain't true to themselves. You kept it real. I respect that. For real. I love that. Now, you heard me put the I in front of love. I love that. You kept it real. Because a lot of females going to fake the funk and they ain't going to tell the truth. I know the truth. I don't need nobody to say it or co-sign it. And if females, you know, and if females speak the other way, that's okay. I'm not mad with them. It's all good because it's a process.
It is. And I tell you,
you just said you was messing with two niggas while your man was in prison for a year. When he came home, you cut one loose and you kept one. Like, yo, that's real. To me, that's real. It's real because if the niggas you was messing with thought you was going to leave the nigga alone, they was coming home from jail, they was foolish. And if the nigga in jail thought you wasn't messing around with people while he was in jail, he was foolish. And if the female that was messing with while their man was in jail, while waiting for their man to come home from jail, you the biggest fool. I'm not talking about
you.
No, I'm not talking about you because you keep it real.
No,
I'm talking about people that's lying to themselves. Not you. I'm talking about the women that's lying to themselves.
I know not me, but I'm saying I know Shanae personally, and she know I will put her 6 feet under if she ever go back to her husband. And that is God is my witness, and I hope ain't no goddamn officers on his lot to take that threat seriously, just in case, you know. But I will. She already knows. That's why she's taking the steps to prove that it is over. Now, I don't want him to walk out of his children's lives because I don't condone fatherless children or motherless children. But as far as the relationship, I know personally that it's been over for 18 months. Plus, he probably won't come back because he can't stand me anyway.
Miles.
Hello. Alexa, stop. Yeah.
Miles.
Yeah. What's up?
The deal. What's the deal, yo?
Nothing. I'm listening to what you're saying, talking to these ladies. You should let them finish finish saying what they're saying. Stop being a district attorney
man,
on them.
This my man Miles. He's the voice. He the voice of reason.
Hi, Miles.
How you doing?
My boy came back. I love when you come on this show.
Thank you. Don't pay Jay.
Oh,
don't pay Jay on my Jay just
Miles,
mad.
You got Miles. He can't have fans on my show.
No, but Miles, you have to understand every man and woman has their own hurt and their own feelings. So you can't get mad at him for speaking how he feels. Like, people do feel like that. And I see it all the time. Like, I do life coach to some very fucked up people. And it happens. Like, you can't take back his feeling on feeling like that's going to happen. If it happens so many times, someone's going to feel like that until someone can physically prove that it's never going to happen again.
Well, you want to be careful.
Do you believe in love? Do you believe,
in love? Yes.
You believe in love?
Yes, I absolutely do.
No, I don't. I miss the fuck love.
That's because the right person hasn't came along and showed you different. Everybody keeps coming and saying that they love you and abusing that word to you. So that's how you're always going to feel until you see it.
Everybody who ever told me they love me hurt me. So I don't want love no more.
And that's understandable.
Well, a lot of people, I can understand that when you get hurt a lot, it's hard to trust that again.
Mm-hmm.
But don't never give up on it, though.
Up on it. It ain't no rule. Who want to keep getting their heart broke? Who want to keep doing it? Like, that's what I'm trying to make
people
understand.
Nobody
want to
keep getting their heart broke.
Listen, that's what I be trying to make people understand. Why do you got to believe in love? Why do you gotta have love to succeed in this world? Why
first of all,
give my heart to somebody?
It's a good feeling to have,
mm-hmm.
and it's good to have somebody love you back. Now you can have somebody that loves you. Now hold on, you can have somebody that loves you, but you're afraid to give it back to them, and then you could be missing out on a lot, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, broken heart.
Then again, you probably won't be getting your heart broken. Maybe the girl figured that you don't love her, and then she said, well, he don't love me, so, hell, I'll move on. Then you're going to say, she didn't love me. I don't love her anyway. But see, you didn't open up your heart to her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can end up being the one breaking her heart.
Exactly.
Fuck love.
But you got to get your heart broken to find somebody to help sew it back up.
No,
yeah,
love don't
what's the name? What's the other? I forgot her name. The first one.
Shanaynay.
Not you, your girlfriend.
Shanaynay.
Yeah.
I agree with you too. When you go through a relationship like that, you want to make sure that you know you're ready for another one. You don't want to take all that baggage into a new relationship because it's confusing. Then it's be mixed up. You don't want to go through that. I can understand why you feel that way.
And I did. I carried it right into my second relationship. Well, it was the only relationship I had after me and my husband separated. And my girl T, she was there for all of it.
She not telling me.
And I told her, you never go into a new relationship with old suitcases.
She not telling the truth, Miles.
Hey, Jay, listen, I'm with you because, look, I'm 65. I've been in three serious relationships. And the first one, when the first one ended, it took me like 2.5 years before I could even think about getting into a new one. Because it hurt.
Shanaynay not telling the truth.
I jumped into another relationship thinking that it could have healed my heart, just to get over the heartache. And in return, it ended up damaging
He wants you to feel like him because it happened to him. So he want a woman to feel the same way he feels. So
that's not gonna happen.
She's
not
hurt.
Sinead may
not
tell the truth. Her girlfriend said she better not find out something or she'll be mad as hell. But she about to be mad as hell because Sinead ain't not telling the truth.
See, help me out here.
Hey, T. next time you come on this show, T, make sure you bring some insurance. Bodyguard, because Jay Russell.
Listen.
I think you have been hurt so much that you wouldn't believe the truth even if it smacked you in the face. That's how I feel.
Damn, Jay. She hit you with a baseball bat.
You could have a woman love you so deep and you wouldn't even know it because you're Mr. Fuck Love. You would shun it away.
I have the title of Voice of Reason.
We was talking like 10 minutes before the show, right?
Yeah.
All right, I was like, we was talking, just to let people know, because before they get the wrong ideas, we was talking about what I was going to ask you and what I was going to say to you before the show started, right?
Okay.
We was doing small talk, right? Right?
Yeah. Yes.
How many children you got?
I have 3.
Did one of your children come up to you and say, "Is that my father?" on the phone?
Yes, that was my daughter.
Okay. So, in order for her to say that, kids don't lie. So she must be used to you talking to her father on the phone from jail, right?
No, actually.
Keep it real.
He gets one free phone call, a 5-minute free phone call. He ended up back in jail in March. And my kids have not seen him since December because we had a falling out. I wasn't
Didn't your daughter say, "Is that my father?"
Because she missed a phone call. He called his girlfriend.
No, did your daughter say, "Is that my father?"
Yes, correct.
Yeah, but don't make it sound like I'm making
it all. But I don't want you to be thinking that, or the listeners to be thinking that I take all these bunch of phone calls. Because my girl T is with me every time he calls, and each of my kids, I split up a 5-minute phone call. I have 3. I split up that 5 3-minute phone call so they could tell their dad how much they love them and miss them.
No, listen, check this out. It's okay if you do that. That you a grown woman, and you can do whatever you want to do. We just dealing with topics right now.
But if
you know what I'm saying. Well,
but to let you know, I talk to him a lot, I would have to be putting money on his books for that. Or his girlfriend would be having to put money on his books.
Let me tell you.
And neither one of us are doing that.
Let me tell you.
He's not my concern anymore. He's not my problem. That is his girlfriend's problem.
Right.
I'll take that 5 3-minute phone call just so that my kids know that their father
whoever deal with you, they better know that you got a man that's going to come home from jail one day.
Nah.
And you're going to be right there.
I did that way too many times. My family would disown me, my friends. I would literally have nothing.
I damn sure will.
You're going to do it again.
Well, that's your opinion, but
I know.
Just because you have been burned, doesn't mean
Okay. I hope you be listening. I hope you still be a friend to the show when your husband come home. I swear.
Hey, Jay. Hey, let me ask you a question, Jay.
I hope that. Good, Miles.
Jay, if you in prison, jail, whatever.
Right.
No, not you. Like your girl in jail. And you out here screwing around with
me. It don't matter.
No. Let me finish. Hold on. Now let's turn this around. Your girl in jail. You out here fucking around. When she get out, your ass is hers?
Yes.
Oh.
Why not? That's common sense. If my girl go to prison, and I'm fucking with girls out here, when she come home, what you think, I'm not going to talk to her?
No, I ain't saying talk to you. You going to drop all these other girls and get the girl back?
She got taken away from me.
No, but I'm saying you're going to drop all the girls that you was fucking with and then take her back when she get out.
I'm going to do the same thing that, what's her name said?
Hey, you don't even know the girl's name.
The one that said she kept one. I'm going to do the same thing that she did.
You talking about Miss T?
Yeah, Miss T. And whoever was fucking me good, I'm going to keep them. And whoever was less beneficial to me was just pussy, I'm going to let them go. And I mean, that's common sense. That's
relationships
not hard.
Complicated.
Understand?
Well, you know,
Listen. This is all human nature. It's nobody wrong and nobody right. God put people together, and he put people in your path. You know, it's a test. Now, if you want to stay stuck on stupid, you might be fucking with a nigga that ain't no good, or you might be fucking with a woman that's no good. It might take you 15 years to realize that she not good for you.
Hold up, hey,
that's
Jay.
That's way too long.
Let me ask you this, Jay. Is this the big difference between?
No, I know people been with people 20 years. What's up?
Hold
Miles?
Up, Jay. Hold up. Listen, is it a big difference between an older inmate and a younger one? Like a younger spouse and an older spouse is out there. Like if you're an older person. You think the older woman would have just as much
but a number.
Younger woman?
Age ain't nothing but a number.
But do you think that the older woman would have just as much sex as the younger woman would if they both of their man is in jail?
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Okay.
50-year-old women out here right now is more hornier than 20-year-old women. I'm telling you, I know more 50-year-old women than 45 and 50 and 55 now that's trying to get laid more than anybody in the world. My topic, I didn't even get to my topic yet. Why are married men on America's Most Wanted?
Hey, Jay.
Listen. It was a radio show this week. Every woman that called up there said they'd rather mess with a married man than had their own man. Ladies that's married right now, they better be fearful.
Why?
Single women. Single women, side chicks, married women, and ain't satisfied. Everybody is shooting for the married man right now. Or the
Did they
man
say why?
Got a woman.
Did they say why they doing
what?
That? Did they say why they going after married men?
That's common sense, Miles. Because
you said on the show. Did any of them explain why they
doing
it?
Listen. If you a side chick, you don't got to deal with this shit. A wife got to deal with. You ain't got to wash his funky drawers. You ain't got to cook for him. You ain't got to hear the problems of the bills and what's going on in the house. All you got to do is be there when he come to your house to have fun. That's common sense.
No, what I'm asking you, Jay, is this. Jay, what I'm asking you is these people that was on this show, did they say why they doing it? Did they give you a reason why they're going after these married people? You know, if they're on this show, I'd rather date a married man. Did they
say
why they doing it?
I didn't say nobody was on the show said that. I said I heard it on a radio station. And I just told you why.
Oh, but nobody on the radio show gave you feedback.
No, side chick and single women, everybody is searching for married men right now. That's why married men are on America's Most Wanted list.
They don't have to deal with them when
it's
later.
I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Every man that's married or got his own place and his own car and his own job can have 4, 5, 6, or 7 women right now.
Not all of them.
Do you know how many women? All of them.
Hold on. Ain't D married? Now you saying D like that? He married.
Who? D who?
Your boy.
Who?
Your boy, since you knew him since he was 9.
Shadi
married, right?
Shadi living in the boondocks. He not in the city. The closest
he married, right?
The closest store to his house probably 3 miles away. The next human breathing person probably is 2 miles away.
Hey, Jay.
He ain't in the city.
Damn.
Hey, Jay.
So he got to take 2 buses to go to the store?
Listen what I'm telling you, man. Tell people my age. I don't tell people my age. I'm between 55 and 60. Right? I got a friend. I don't put titles on nothing. Maybe she do. We got agreements. I agree to do this. She agreed to do that, not to do that. I agree not to do. Listen.
So you between that second quarter and that third quarter, right?
Right, I'm in the third quarter of my life. She
gotcha.
In her second quarter.
Ooh.
Listen. It's women that come at me every day. Average age, 50 and up. Every day. I got women that come at me every day. And
hey,
I'm
Jay,
not lying. Every
Jay,
day.
Listen. My last girlfriend,
what?
Right, Jay? My last girlfriend.
Nigga, you only had three relationships.
I'm about to tell you. Listen, let me tell you. The last one I had, this was my last
one. You
had
one relationship every 20 years.
Jay,
your average is down.
The last girl I had, she was 20.
Every 20
will you
years.
Let me finish?
Listen. You had one relationship.
The last girl I had.
You had three relationships. You could try to out-talk me. You had three relationships.
I ain't
going
to try to
out-talk
you. I just want to tell you about the last girlfriend I had.
Listen. You had three relationships in 60 years. 60 years, you had three relationships, right?
So it's wrong for me to hold. It's wrong for me to try to keep my relationships going?
I'm
not talking about you. I'm talking about look, my last girlfriend I have.
You had three
for 22
years.
Can I say something?
3 years.
Listen, the last girlfriend I had, she was 22 years younger than me. Right?
Right.
Now, the problem I had with her is that she wanted to sex like 6 times a week, man. That shit drove me crazy. I was down with it, but after a while, I say, hold up. I can't keep up with you, so. And every time we went to her cookouts, barbecues and shit like that, I was old enough to be most of them kids in it, most of them in their grandfather, father, whatever. And it made me feel weird. But when we split up, she wasn't happy about it because I told her, I said, look, I'm 61, you 39. So let's leave it at that.
But I don't think every relationship is like that, though. That just happened to be that female.
I understand that. But see, in my situation, I felt like, look, I couldn't keep up with her because, you know, she wanted to do things that I wasn't down, you know, like all this traveling, going out, stuff like that. That's not me. So I told her, get somebody that's closer to your age, that's, you know, willing to, you know, take you and do all that stuff. I have no problem with that. To this day, we still best friends, though.
I don't think.
But I know my limitations.
I think it was the communication.
No, we had a good communication.
Yo,
I was too young for me.
I like her conversation. For real, I like your conversation.
Yeah.
Miss
me and her still cool
really
today because I told her. I think that, you know, I tried because she was the youngest woman